scripture reading for this morning comes from the 15th chapter of John, the parable of sorts of the vine and the branches. And Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." I am the true vine, and God is the gardener.
I am a branch connected to Jesus, the true vine.
God, the gardener, removes every branch that does not produce fruit.
Uh-oh.
Every branch that produces fruit, God prunes so that it will produce more fruit.
Ouch, that sounds like it hurts.
Stay connected to me, abide in me. You can't produce fruit unless you are connected to me, because I am the vine.
I am a branch.
Separate from me, you can do nothing.
Nothing?
Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned.
I don't want to wither and be thrown into the fire.
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. God is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples, so keep my commandments.
What commandments?
I have kept my Father's commandment and have remained in God's love. So here is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. You are my friends if you do what I command you.
Love others like them?
Love others like her?
If we love each other, we show we love God, and then we produce fruit.
You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. You know, it's good to be reminded from time to time that God is God and that I'm not. By which I mean, come on. By which I mean, I am a terrible vine grower. You see, several years ago, I planted a wisteria vine near the pergola over our back deck with the hope of creating a canopy of sorts to shield the deck from the afternoon sun. And it grew, and it grew, and it grew, and it grew. In fact, you could sit on the deck and actually watch the vines grow and stretch as and twist as they sought to grab a hold of anything that would provide stability to help them climb heavenward. Now, for the first few years, all I did was guide these ever advancing branches toward the top and enjoy the beautiful, bountiful, delicate purple and white cascading flowers. But unlike our story for this morning, I've never really pruned it. Unless, of course, errant vines would twist back on themselves or a new shoot would come up between the boards of our deck. Or then there's also cutting off the hundreds of seed pods that twist and split and fling their seeds all over our deck. So you can imagine my disappointment when 2 years ago, it provided a less than stellar growth year. And last year, it only spawned a few meager blossoms. Now, Google didn't help me to determine whether it was a mildew infection or a honey fungus or just operator error. So this spring, I anticipated taking the sawzall and cutting down that dead, dried up vine. A vine that once brought me pleasure that I was now going to have to throw into our fire pit. But early this spring, a green shoot appeared. And then a flower started to form. And while it wasn't lush and vibrant like before, my excitement increased as more and more branches grew. Suffice it to say, where I had once seen only death, suddenly I began to see new life. And get this is the strangest thing. As the old and the new grow, well, the new grows together, the old is dead. But while we're sitting on the deck and those new vines are climbing up the old ones, periodically you'll hear a crack and part of an old branch will fall to the floor, almost as if it's being pruned by some unseen hand. Now, last week, we embarked on a series entitled Seeking Peace Together. And today, then we talked about how peace begins with a connection to God, and we considered how Jesus taught his disciples to pray that God's kingdom of equality, providence, and justice would become a reality here on earth, and how that reality begins with us. Today, I invite you to consider how peace is dependent on our connection to Jesus, the true vine, but also our connection to one another. When people talk about the vine and the branches, it's often with a heavy hand toward judgment. Abide in me, or you'll get cut off. Abide in me, or you'll be thrown into the fire. Abide in me, or you have no part with me. Now, one interpretation is that a person who does not bear fruit cannot be Christian, because all Christians bear fruit. Therein, because they are not Christians, they deserve to be cut off from the vine. Another interpretation is that the branches that are removed are those who lose their salvation because they've stopped bearing fruit and therefore are thrown into the fire, i.e., judgment. A third interpretation suggests that there are those who have refused to be grafted into the vine altogether and therein will experience divine judgment, as above, being thrown into the fire, all of which are problematic, because each suggests that the individual branch has self-determination concerning whether or not they will remain attached to the vine and whether or not they will bear fruit. But what Jesus seems to say at the outset is that he is the vine and that God is the vine grower, and it's God who makes the determination, because it's God who determines whether they are fruitful enough to be saved or have failed enough to be cut off. But I simply can't imagine a God who is love just cutting people off. And didn't Paul promise that nothing in all of creation would be able to separate us from the love of God? In the opening lines of today's text, we read, Jesus is the true vine, and God is the vine grower who removes every branch that doesn't bear fruit. One commentator, R.K. Harrison, points out that the word translated removes is more often than not throughout our Bible rendered lifts up. So instead of God removing branches that don't bear fruit, Harrison suggests that we might read, God lifts up every branch that doesn't bear fruit. That, to me, is a beautiful vision of shalom. That rather than being cut off from the whole, the fruitless branch is actually lifted up, perhaps with meticulous care, being allowed to heal, to be nourished, becoming whole again until it bears fruit. If that's the case, then a fruitless branch or a follower of Jesus who might be beaten and broken by this world is offered healing and wholeness, that they might thrive rather than just being excised from the vine altogether. After all, in the opening of this text, Jesus says, you have already been cleansed, or it could be, you have already been pruned. which says to me that whoever is hearing this text is already part of the vine, already connected to Jesus, and starting from a place of holiness rather than needing to become faithful or needing to become Christian in order to become part of the vine. And while the image of pruning and cutting off is far from peaceful, the notion of lifting another up to a place of restoration to the whole is the essence of God's peaceable kingdom. Matthew informs us here that the determining factor of whether one is connected to the vine is whether or not they abide in Jesus. And he goes on to explain that if we abide in Jesus, not Matthew, John, sorry, this last week. And if we abide in Jesus, Jesus abides in us. So abiding, first and foremost, is reciprocal. But the Greek word for abide, meno, can mean to remain or to tarry or even to spend the night, reflecting an impermanent condition. But I think what Jesus had in mind here is a longer-term commitment. Because for John, connection to the vine and bearing fruit are critical to life and living, while anything else is death and being thrown in the fire. But there's another aspect of abiding that we can't overlook. If we abide in Jesus, if we are connected to him as the vine, then we are also connected to every other branch that abides in him as well. And not just connected, but bound to one another in love. Because God's love, which flows through Jesus and also flows through us, is our connecting factor. And Jesus insists that if we abide in him, that we will abide by his commandments. And what is Jesus' commandment? That we love one another as Jesus has loved us. Because if we can't learn to love one another, we'll never know peace. Throughout the Old Testament, vines are a symbol of safety, security, and sustenance, the very things that make for peace. In Micah chapter 4, we read, "In the days to come, everyone will sit under their own vines and under their own fig trees, and no one shall make them afraid." In 1 Kings, during Solomon's lifetime, we read that Judah and Israel lived in peace, all of them under their vines and fig trees. And in Jeremiah, the people are warned that the Babylonians would eat up their flocks and herds, eat up their vines and fig trees, and destroy the cities in which they trust. Or in other words, destroy their peace. So vines were an important symbol of faithfulness, of God's love for God's people, and ultimately of shalom, which isn't just the absence of violence, but the presence of wholeness and having everything one needs. Is the vine of which Jesus speaks then less about individual salvation and more about a community that's created, connecting Jesus to each of us and each of us to each other? When we become part of the body of Christ, we join a web of relationships with others in which we are woven together by the Holy Spirit. And so we depend on one another for unity of purpose, for fellowship, and to experience the love of Jesus that flows through us to others and through others to us. Often the vine and branches are used to goad the individual into questioning their own worthiness when it comes to God's love and their ability to remain in it. But what I hear is that the vine, aka Jesus, symbolizes God's peaceable community, in which Jesus' love, aka life force, flows through the branches, aka us, as we follow Jesus' commandment to love one another. And because the health and well-being of one branch is dependent on the health and well-being of all other branches, the love that flows from each to each is the basis for the branch's well-being. In other words, as followers of Jesus, we are all connected to one another. And where one grows, all grow. But where one struggles, all struggle. And if we want to seek the peace of Jesus, then we must see to it that every branch has the opportunity to thrive. You want to be part of the vine? Love one another. You want to bear fruit? Love one another. You want to find peace in this world? Love one another.